This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In telling Christ followers that God wants His children to have a continual attitude of gratitude, the Apostle Paul wrote these words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It was gratitude that prompted an old man to visit an old broken pier on the eastern seacoast of Florida. Every Friday night until his death in 1973, that man would return walking slowly and slightly stooped with a large bucket of shrimp. The seagulls would flock to this old man and he'd feed them from his bucket. Many years before, in October 1942, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was on a mission in a B-17 to deliver an important message to General Douglas MacArthur in New Guinea. But there was an unexpected detour which would hurl Captain Eddie into the most harrowing adventure of his life. Somewhere over the South Pacific, the Flying Fortress became lost beyond the reach of radio. Fuel ran dangerously low, so the men ditched their plane in the ocean. For nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions would fight the water, the weather, and the scorching sun. They spent many sleepless nights, recoiling as giant sharks rammed their rafts. The largest raft was 9x5, the biggest sharp 10 feet long. But of all their enemies at sea, one proved most formidable: starvation. 8 days out, their rations were long gone or destroyed by the salt water. It would take a miracle to sustain them, and a miracle occurred. In Captain Eddie's own words, Cherry, that was the B-17 pilot, Captain William Cherry. Cherry read the service that afternoon, and we finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talk, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. With my hat pulled down over my eyes to keep out some of the glare, I dozed off. Rickenbacker continued. Something landed on my head. I knew it was a seagull. I don't know how I knew, I just knew, and everyone else knew too, and no one said a word, but peering out from under my hat brim, without moving my head, I could see the expression on their faces. They were staring at that gull. The gull meant food, if I could catch it. Well, Captain Eddie caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used for bait to catch fish. The survivors were sustained and their hopes renewed because one lone seagull, hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. Years later, Captain Eddie, every Friday evening about sunset, on a lonely stretch of beach along the eastern Florida seacoast, could be found walking, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, slightly bent, his bucket filled with shrimp to feed the gulls, to remember that one which on a long day past gave itself without a struggle, just like Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Are you thankful for the sacrifice of that one who gave his life for you? Are you thankful that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth with one intention in mind: to bear our sins in his own body in the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For it's with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, that we have any hope of surviving this world to live in that better world called heaven. Hey, live with an attitude of gratitude each and every day, especially for your Savior, Jesus.